It's a very rant-filled episode of Off the Cuff. So go ahead, sit back, and enjoy this. Roll the music! Episode number 11. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're back for another spectacular episode of, you know, this decent little sports podcast called Off the Cuff. Today, I'm excited. I'm ready to get into it. We got a lot of news today, but today, we start out with what I think is the biggest news of the day. The NHL linked its brand new TV deal. I'm a sucker for these type of things. I love the TV deals. It's the first domino to fall since the announcement of NBCSN shutting down. NBCSN, I think, is going to be shutting down later this year, and they had a lot. They have IMSA. They have NASCAR, IndyCar. They used to have the NHL, but that is no more. TNT has been a great partner for the NBA, and now the hockey world gets the chance to see what Turner Sports execs can do for the game. The NHL American TV deal has been discussed for years now after getting ESPN on board earlier this season. The league has now has its second partnership with Turner Sports. That means hockey games on linear TV stations TNT and TBS, plus coverage on digital properties such as HBO Max. The dollar amount on the Turner deal has been reported at $225 million per season on a seven-year deal, with ESPN already paying $400 million for the same time period, which is obviously great for news for a league trying to mitigate the financial losses associated with a pandemic that has affected two seasons already, but more importantly, feels like a great fit for the NHL. This is a great deal for the NHL. I'm happy for the NHL just to get such a good deal from both ESPN and Turner. I think it's stupid that NBCSN is shutting down its sports network. I think it's stupid. It's honestly the stupidest move I've ever seen. I get it. You know, you're trying to promote Peacock. You got the WWE Network now on Peacock. But no one wants to pay $4.99 to watch IndyCar. No one wants to pay for that. Why should I pay for Peacock? The only reason I have Peacock is because I'm a WWE fan. That's it. That's the only reason I care for Peacock. That's the only reason I have Peacock. And to watch Yellowstone. Yellowstone's good. I like Yellowstone. But besides that, there's no other reason for Peacock. You think the NHL was going to stay with NBC to get put on Peacock? Give me a break. IndyCar's gone. IndyCar's contract with NBC, Universal, or whatever they're called, it ends at the end of this IndyCar season. IndyCar is most likely gone. IndyCar will be gone. I hope either CBS Sports picks it up. Hopefully ESPN maybe picks it up. I don't know what's next for IndyCar, because IndyCar's basically in the toilet. I mean, it has a revival, but it's nothing. It's not going to get a TV deal. It's going to get a TV deal, but it's not going to be a good TV deal. What is IndyCar going to get money wise when this contract ends? IndyCar's in a rock and a hard place. Luckily, they're getting put on TV. Other sports associated with NBCSN, NASCAR, IMSA. IMSA's not really that much major. They're still going to be with NBCSN for about six more years. So we don't know really what's going to happen with them. I want to focus on NASCAR now. And NASCAR's in a pretty interesting spot as well. But before we get to NASCAR, we'll go ahead. We'll talk about this. With NBCS Sports phasing out, what's the future for IndyCar broadcasts? What's been happening is, I don't know, I think they've been on NBCSN, and then they've also been on main NBC, or is it ABC? I don't remember for sure. But I'm assuming, because it's already been, I think it hasn't been confirmed, but most likely NASCAR is going to go to the USA Network when NBCSN shuts down. I know what you're thinking. Why don't they just put NASCAR on Peacock? Well, unlike IndyCar, NASCAR was smart enough to put a no paywall behind Like, you can't. They were lucky enough to put a no paywall in their contract, which basically means now NBC can't throw NASCAR onto Peacock because that's a paywall. They can't. They have to be on cable television. They have to be on TV. They can't be on a streaming service. IndyCar, on the other hand, they didn't put a paywall on their contract, so they could get thrown on Peacock, and you'd be paying $4.99 to watch IndyCar. The races, the qualifying, and the practices. The qualifying and the practices are already on Peacock. The race has been on actual television, but I wonder if that's going to change. I mean, it wouldn't be bad for USA Network. The only thing you have is what, Monday Night Raw, NXT, and reruns of what's that show called? I don't even remember what the show called, but it's an NCIS. They run that, and then what else? I forgot what else they run. I don't remember. So for USA Network, sure, I would take it. I get IndyCar and NASCAR, okay. NASCAR averaged a 3.7 on Sunday. 3.7 million viewers for the Talladega race. That's a good viewership to me. I mean, the Monday Night Raw average is about a 1.7. And NASCAR's averaging a 3.7. So, if you ask me, I would want NASCAR. I would take NASCAR. It's surprising to me how WWE can get these amazing TV deals, $1 billion with Fox. I don't really know the amount with USA Network. And then they sold their tape library and the network to Peacock for $1 billion or $5 billion. I remember how much it was. But NASCAR, who's averaging a 3.7, probably won't get that much good of a deal. They'll probably get something a little under that. But WWE can get that while putting on horrible television every single week. I mean, if you haven't watched a Monday Night Raw since the Attitude Era or the 90s, there's no point in watching. It sucks. It's garbage. I don't really talk about wrestling on here because it doesn't deserve to be talked about for how garbage it is these days. 1.7. Man, WWE'd kill for a 3.7 right now. And they're averaging 1.7. They should be under that. They shouldn't even be averaging a million. SmackDown is good. SmackDown is really good. Check out SmackDown. Don't watch Raw. Raw's hot garbage. Well, let's get back on topic. Great deal for the NHL. They're going to TNT. They'll most likely be on TBS, though, on Wednesday nights. They won't be on TNT for Wednesday night hockey. They'll most likely be on TBS. And then with IndyCar, I don't really know what their future entails. I think, if you ask me, CBS is going to be the most reliable option for IndyCar. Because CBS, it looks like they're wanting to get into the racing scene. They picked up the SRX, the Superstar Racing Experience, ran by Tony Stewart, wow, I botched that. Tony Stewart and Ray Everham, who used to be Jeff Gordon's crew chief, they picked up that. That's going to be an 8-race inaugural season, debuting in June. They'll be racing on short tracks and dirt tracks throughout the United States. I'm definitely going to watch that. So I think that was their first step of dipping their toes into the racing scene. And I think they're waiting for NASCAR. And I think once NASCAR's contract ends, I think their contract with Fox ends first. And not NBCSN. One of them ends first. And whichever one ends first, I don't think they're going to pick back up. I think CBS Sports is going to put up the highest bid to get NASCAR or IndyCar. But I think they're going to wait for NASCAR and not even worry about IndyCar. If I was CBS Sports and I'm trying to get into the racing scene, I'm not even going to offer IndyCar anything. IndyCar, go back to ESPN. No one cares about you, to be honest. I'm either looking to get F1 or I'm looking to get IndyCar or NASCAR. That's it. I don't care about IndyCar. The only time I care about IndyCar is the Indy 500. That's it. That's the only time I would care. If I'm CBS Sports, I'm throwing money at NASCAR the minute one of those contracts ends if you're trying to get into the racing scene or whatever. If I'm, I don't know, ESPN. I mean, it's just, why? I guess because I'm not an IndyCar fan, you know, it's probably my least favorite racing to watch. But they don't average that much in viewership. So it's like, why get them when I can just wait a couple of years and get NASCAR, who's averaging 3.7 million? For the way people talk about NASCAR sometimes, it seems like they don't even average a million, but they're averaging about 3 million. That's better than some NBA games. sometimes. No one's going to top the NFL, but it's better than some MLB games. People in TVs play, they pay more for MLB, surprisingly. It's just astonishing to me how NASCAR is averaging 3.7, but we're throwing money at all these other sports that would love to have a 3.7. Very interesting. Very, very interesting, if you ask me. A lot of TV deals. I'm excited to see where most of these sports are going to fall. That was the first domino to fall since the NBCSN announcement that they're shutting down their sports network. TNT got the NHL. Apparently, it was like a last minute bid. Like no one thought TNT was going to get it. A lot of people thought ESPN was going to get all the rights to it after they made that deal earlier in the year. So surprising there. Let's go ahead and move on. Let's move on to an organization that has just everything in life, the NFL. Specifically, though, we focus on the Atlanta Falcons and what they're going to do with Julio Jones. If the Falcons trade him after June 1st, they save $15 million against the cap. If the Falcons trade him if the Falcons trade him after June 1st, they save $15 million against the cap. They trade him before June 1st, it would free up $23 million in cap. I wonder where they would trade him. I feel like you don't need to trade him. Unless you're focused on Kyle Pitts. No, not even that. I don't even think. Why would you trade him? There's no need to trade him. Unless you're just going to blow up the whole team and be like, look, we don't want Julio to be here in a rebuilding stage. Let's just get rid of him. Then get rid of him. If your plan's to draft a quarterback, trade Matt Ryan, or we'll keep Matt Ryan, have him play for a season so that rookie quarterback can learn, depending on who it is. If it's Justin Fields, I don't think Fields may need to wait. I think any quarterback besides Trevor probably is going to need to wait. Like, I don't even think Zach Wilson's going to be ready to play week one. I don't think he's ready. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be horribly wrong. I just feel like quarterbacks develop better if they sit a year. I get it. Now at this time in the league, now it's not a wait a year or wait a few years or be like Aaron Rodgers and wait multiple years. It's not like that anymore. But, I mean, with Patrick Mahomes, it showed. He sat back a year. Where was he next year? In an NFC championship game against the New England Patriots, where he was one penalty away from a Super Bowl. Just shows. But yeah, I totally think here, if you're the Atlanta Falcons, why trade them? Why trade them? You guys are good. You guys just act like you're overrated most of the time, and you don't know how to hold on to a lead when you have it. Figure those two things out. We could be talking about potential Super Bowl contender in the Atlanta Falcons. But you guys don't know how to maintain a lead. You guys don't know how to clutch up. If that's the word that's mostly used. Don't know how to clutch up. Don't know how to finish. Don't know how to keep the pedal to the metal, foot on their throats, and capitalize. That's the problem with the Falcons. It ain't Julio Jones in their cap space. It's called finishing and closing out games is their problem. Well, I'm getting a little heated today. It's a little hot in here. Is it hot in here, or is it just me? I don't know. It's a little hot in here. Let's go ahead and move on. Let's talk about this abysmal announcement. Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul is happening on June 6th. Okay. All right. Cool. It is happening. Isaiah, who do you have winning? Honestly? I wouldn't be surprised if Logan won. Oh, I know. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Go ahead. Come at me. What are you going to say? What do you say? Are you really going up? Are you really going against Floyd Mayweather? Yes, I'm going to go against Floyd Mayweather. How old is Floyd Mayweather? 50? 40? Something? I don't know. The size difference. I get it, but Floyd has multiple years of experience. I get that. I understand that. But Logan's an athlete. Like, I love how people are saying this is going to be a blow. Maybe it is. Maybe Floyd mops the floor with them like everyone expects. Maybe he does, but I'm not going to count Logan out. Now, I don't think this is the right fight for Floyd. If he wanted to fight one of the Paul brothers, I think it should be Jake. Jake should fight him. Logan's 0-2. Jake is supposedly 3-0. When he's not, he's really 0-0. He hasn't fought nobody. I'll give him the Askren one. I'll give him Askren. So I'd say he's 1-0 right now. That's the fight to make. The fight to make would have been Floyd and Logan. Not Floyd and Jake, not Floyd and Logan. Floyd versus Logan's happening, but it should be Floyd versus Jake. I wouldn't be surprised if Floyd won. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Logan won either. The fight's June 6th. UFC 259 was Saturday. Absolutely tremendous card by the UFC. This was a full crowd, 15,000 in Jacksonville, Florida. And I think after watching this event, it's made me realize I should be a UFC commentator at least once. I should at least do it once in my entire lifetime. The reactions between Rogan, Cormier are hilarious, especially Rogan. Especially Rogan. Rogan's face when Thug Rose Namajunas won back the strawweight belt was absolutely hilarious. Congrats to Thug Rose Namajunas on her win. A great head kick to win back her title. Kamaru Usman defeats Jorge Masvidal for a second time. Anyone doubting his knockout ability, it's over with. He has knockout power. He proved it to everybody with that knockout on Jorge Masvidal. Had the sweat. Looked just disgusting. Absolute beautiful knockout. A lot of people are asking now, is Kamaru Usman now the pound for pound number one right now? Yes. John Jones shouldn't be number one. John Jones hasn't fought in what? A year and a half. Kamaru Usman's number one right now. Valentina Shevchenko, still the flyweight queen. I think next up for her should be Amanda Nunes. No question. It's time to run that trilogy fight back, if you ask me. Totally should run it back. What do we want to talk about next? Oh, I saw a very interesting thing posted on Max Preps. It said, should esports be a varsity sport in every state? Here's a couple of facts here. Nearly 200 colleges and universities nationwide have esports programs. More than $16 million in scholarships is awarded to esports athletes each year. Students could also minor in esports beginning in 2022 and 2023. Hey, go ahead and do it. I wouldn't mind it. Bring it to the high schools. I mean, when you ask people what they're doing when they go home, what do they say?
Oh, I'm probably going to go home and play some COD. Oh, I'm probably going to play some 2K.
Like, video games is the now. It's got to fit in. It's part of the norm now. Esports is part of the norm now, folks. If you don't think esports is a sport, well, I hate to break it to you. It is now a sport that is the norm now. Esports is the norm. Esports, and I bet if you put esports on television, it's probably going to do a better rating than most of the sports right now.
Probably better than WWE,
because it's garbage. Hot garbage. I'm just on a roll today. I'm on a roll. Give me my credit. Credit. Thank you. I'll take it. I will totally take it. What's next, folks? What do we want to talk about next? Oh, do you guys know Rodrigo Blankenship has a Lego collection? He made an Instagram for it. It's just a little tidbit there. I didn't know he had a Lego collection. It's very interesting. Trying to find, where did I see that report? Patriots making calls to get into top 10 of the draft if Justin Fields is available. I also saw another report. The Patriots are using Stephon Gilmore as bait to get into the top 10. I think most notably to maybe get in that number 10 spot where the Cowboys are. I know what you're thinking, Isaiah. Hey, you're a Cowboys fan. What do you think of this? I don't want Stephon Gilmore. I want Patrick Surtain II from Alabama or Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech. In my mock draft, I believe I have the Cowboys taking Surtain, and I have the Patriots staying at 15 and getting Trey Lance. That is what I have. The Colts, there it is, the Colts called Andrew Luck before trading for Carson Wentz via Peter King of the Dan Patrick Show. Colts wanted to be certain Luck wasn't coming back. Great move by the Colts to call and see if Luck, you know what Luck's doing right now, folks. You know, I don't want to steal anything from Schefter and Woj, but I got a little insight. I'm probably lying to you all, but take it how you want. Andrew Luck's planning for a comeback, folks. He's going to come back and play in the XFL. Watch what I tell you. The Rock is going to throw money at any big-name star. The Rock's going to be like, oh, you want money? Right here. Here you go. Andrew Luck, here you go. I'll put you on the best team available. LA Wildcats, Andrew Luck. Money, money, money. Money, 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 money. I can't get any higher than that. I was about to go, yep, I can't even say it because it'd be the worst voice crack of all time. But Luck's going to come back, right? He's going to play in the XFL. This is the XFL. That's where he's going to play. He's not going to come back. I'm glad they called, though. It would have been great to hear Luck. I mean, where has Luck gone? I mean, Luck, now since he was retired, hasn't been seen on the face of the earth since. Since this report, we haven't heard nothing about Andrew Luck. I need to put a headphone warning in this episode. I need to put a headphone warning in this episode. No doubt about it. But I think that is going to conclude this episode. We almost forgot. How could I forget? The Patriots, among a handful of teams, are one of the handful of teams that voted against the single-digit jersey rule. Tom Brady was really upset about that one. I think that's just his inner old guy coming out of him there with that one. But I don't mind it. I can see why people are mad about it because, actually, no, I honestly can't see why people are mad about it. It's not that big of a deal. Let them wear what they want. Let them wear what number they want to wear. It's not that big of a deal, right? Who cares? Just let them wear their number. Not that big of a deal. I don't know why they're making them pay to change their number, but I guess that goes with like brands and everything else where it's like, look, if you got to change your number, you better pay up. So I guess I can see why they're having them pay for that. That is going to do it. It's going to end it here today for Off the Cuff episode 11. I believe we're going to have another F1 special coming up. There's been a lot of major F1 news out recently, so we're going to get into that. I'll probably have Joe Jackson and Roman Davis on for that one. We previewed the F1 season, and now we're going to talk about the F1 season. I think the F1 season's about three races in. Jesus. Three races in. That's another thing. F1, when's their contract up with ESPN? Because that's who I would go and get. I wonder how much F1 gets in viewership on ESPN, because it's on at like 8 in the morning, so I'd assume people just record it, because that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm probably just going to start recording it, because I need to. If I'm going to do an F1 episode, I need to start watching the races. I need to start watching them. Yes, that is going to do it. I'm not going to do this again, folks. My fault. I'm not going to do this again where I keep trying to outro it and then I talk about something else. We're going to do it right here. That's it. Episode 11. Hope you enjoy. Check out the mock draft episode. Check out episode 9, where I believe it was me and Christian Oates, along with Colin Echols. Go check that out. Go check out the mock draft episode. Go check them out. They're great. They're glorious episodes, along with this one. I will see you guys for the next episode very, very soon.